In this episode of And in Heels, we will be talking to Tracy Lamb, the CEO and founder of Smart Caregiving. She will share her passion about caregiving and connecting caregivers globally to resources that they need. Hello, I'm Kelly Wagner, the host of And in Heels, where women entrepreneurs share real experiences that inspire, motivate, and educate each other about navigating business and life together, knowing that our journey is our own, but we are not alone. Tracy Lamb has worked with hospice for over 13 years, serving patients and their families in crisis. It was during this time she found herself in a similar situation with her own family. She was the sole caregiver for her father until he died, and the sole caregiver for her 83-year-old mom, who now lives with Tracy. But her brother and sister had passed away, leaving Tracy to navigate the caregiver world on her own. In this time of crisis, she discovered her passion for caring for others. She founded Smart Caregiving, which is a dream turned into reality by the CEO and founder, Tracy Lamb. Tracy created Smart Caregiving in 2019 in the effort to create a one-stop shop for people taking care of their family members, including moms, dads, and special needs children at home. Her mission is to make sure the service provided by Smart Caregiving is always a completely free service for caregivers. In May of 2021, the International Federation for the Advancement of Healthcare named Tracy Lamb one of the top 100 visionaries in the world for healthcare. Tracy Lamb's Smart Caregiving Company is a pioneer in the caregiving industry and now breaking through the barrier of mass media with a TV show currently about caregiving being professionally produced, edited, and distributed by CP Communications and RHS-TV, a multi-million-dollar TV network organization. Her show, Caregiving Worldwide, has been on Roku, Hulu, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Google TV anywhere in the world, and she has been awarded her own network of shows. Companies that become clients of Smart Caregiving, Caregiving Worldwide, can raise their voices above the competition. Smart Caregiving is also aligned with HEAL conferences for their conferences being held July 28th through 30th, 2023 in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Airport Marriott Hotel. Tracy's TV crew will be on site. This is a must-attend event. When Tracy isn't running award-winning companies, she enjoys singing, playing the keyboards, and was in a band in her 30s. That's a fun fact. Now, let's dive into today's conversation. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we are so excited to have you here. And I know when you and I met, you shared some of the most phenomenal information. Your stories are truly inspirational, motivational, and you have some educational. So I can't wait to share all those with today's listeners. So I'm going to let you start the story that was so inspirational. And it's really the story about your journey and how you got started. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Sure. I basically, after getting divorced, I decided to become a business owner. I had been a business owner previously and decided to start my own company back in 2019. I was getting some pretty good traction by 2021 when I won the award that you mentioned.
Which is amazing. Congratulations for that. That is a once in a lifetime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Maybe not for you, but for some people.
Oh, no, it definitely was once in a lifetime for me, too. But it was really, really amazing. And that kind of put me on the global map and got me connected to a lot of different global companies. So that was really cool. So then I came back and decided I was going to go full time into my business. And shortly thereafter, I had an incident with my eye. And I had decided to quit my full-time job on a Wednesday. And it was ironic because I ended up losing my sight in that one eye.
Wow.
I ended up having a stroke in that eye. And it ended up, I went basically completely blind in that one eye.
Overnight.
And it was the craziest thing. And I had thought I was going to go back to my full-time job. I was like, maybe it's not time yet for me to go all in into my job. And apparently God had other plans.
Divine intervention.
So I ended up coming back home and staying home. And My eyesight started to slowly come back, and within 2 weeks, that was when my parents ended up both starting to decline. So it just ended up being for the best that I was home.
So you were meant to quit that job.
Yes.
And even if you needed that extra little nudge to do it.
Yes.
The timing was impeccable. You yes. needed to be home.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because with both my brother and my sister gone, it ended up making it to where there was nobody else to be able to take care of both of my parents. And they were both in their late 70s, and they needed somebody that could take care of them full time.
Wow.
And it became a full time job for me.
So you put your job on hold.
I did.
Your company that you love.
Yes, I did.
This award winning idea.
Yes, I did.
So then you had to start over.
Yes. So
talk about reinventing yourself.
Oh my goodness, yes. So I ended up putting my company on hold for 11 months.
Okay.
Didn't touch it for 11 months. Was in full caregiver mode until my dad passed away in February of 22. And then when my dad passed away, I realized he was penniless.
Wow.
He had no money. And my mom got $5,000 when he died.
And that's all she had to live on.
Actually, she had that $5,000, and then she was getting $1,600 a month total from Social Security. And so we ended up, we almost were homeless.
Because you had quit your job to take care
of
them.
Yes, I had quit my job. And I had taken a part-time job to work from home so I could take care of her because she still was not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go ahead and she came to me in May of last year. And we had lived with friends for 3 months just to be able to make ends meet. And ended up moving into 428 square feet for $800 a month to be able to survive.
Wow.
I slept on the floor for a year on a blow-up bed. And I gave her the one bedroom. And I worked, I slept, I ate, and I lived in 200 square feet for a year.
What we can do when we have to, right?
Amen. Absolutely. But it was to keep a roof over my mother's
head. Absolutely.
You know, I was the only person that she had. So she came to me in May of last year and said, I want you to go all in on your business. And I want you to take Dad's last $5,000 and go all in.
Wow.
And I was terrified. I prayed that night. I was like, God,
what a
gift, but what a burden. I literally have no backup plan.
It's like, a gift and a burden all at once.
It was. It was scary. I literally felt like, you know, Peter stepping out of the boat. I was like, okay, we're going to sink or swim one way or the other. I figured I had about 90 days or until my bank account hit about $300 and then we were going to have to just close up shop.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next 90 days, I became a referring company for the federal government for the state of Florida. My website's now on the state of Florida's website.
Wow.
I got my first radio show based out of Palm Beach County, Florida. It's on every Saturday morning, hits about 150,000 people. I was asked to be on a TV show by Serena Fazan in August of last year. I came on with my one client. I had got one client literally at 90 days when my bank account hit $300. How crazy is that? My first client signed with me.
Wow.
And she asked me to bring a client. I went to the TV station. The TV executives asked what I did. I told them that we connected caregivers with resources. And I said, you know, there's really nothing in all of mass media about caregiving. So that started the conversation. And they ended up giving me a show.
Wow.
I got 12 episodes. We've already done 6. We're getting ready to do the next 6. And it has done so well that we are going to be, we now have been given an entire network of TV shows.
Wow.
So it has been
what a journey. Okay, have you slept or breathed in the last 12 months?
I don't sleep a lot. I have a lot going on. I now actually have a second radio show, too, that I do based out of here in Tampa that hits over like 200,000 people. So between my radio shows and the TV show and even doing the HEAL conference, it has just been a crazy journey.
You know, I think when we talk to individuals, this just hit me, so this is not part of your story, but I want to point this out that we always have to find our why.
Yes.
And our why, I think a lot of people are think it's part of our education or it's part of our experience, but really it's to the core
yes.
what means the most to us in life. And your why was caregiving.
Oh, yes.
From different perspectives.
Oh, for sure.
And now being an advocate to connect caregivers with the resources they need to care for their loved ones at home so their loved ones and the caregivers can have a quality of life.
Yes.
It's so obvious, but yet so underserved.
Yes, it is. Well, and my passion, I discovered when I worked for hospice that my passion is helping people, you know, and so I'm very blessed in that I get to help people on both sides. Yeah. You know, my service is always free to caregivers, so they get the help that they need. They get to connect to companies that can help them.
Yes.
And then I also get to help companies grow their business.
Yes.
So it makes it to where it's a win-win all the way around.
And allowing these companies and their products to be found by the people that need them.
Correct.
That is what's missing, I think, in a lot of this, is just that network of connectivity.
Exactly.
And well, what a small world we think it is, but it really isn't all of the time.
No, you know, and the reality is that, you know, you can read blogs, you can read articles, you can Google, but you can't Google what you don't know exists.
Right. Great point.
And the reality is that there's a lot of great products out there that people don't know exist. So if you don't know what's out there, how are you going to be able to get it? I found out about so many products since my father has died that I wish I knew about before he passed.
Sure.
And the reality is that I have so many people come to me and that I talk to on the phone that say, I wish I had known about you before this, this, and this. You know, and that's the whole goal, because nobody should have to go through that.
Love that. I mean, how brilliant, first of all, your visionary mind at work there, but love that. So, Thank you, Tracy, not that your inspiration isn't enough, but we're going to take you through your motivational part. So, your mom is, you know, obviously one of your biggest fans.
Yes.
To offer her only $5,000 in the world to you to get your business started again and to get you off your feet again. And I mean, my gosh, shout out to your mom, first of all.
Yes.
But she is your motivator and mentor. Tell us about that.
Obviously. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, mom, when she came to me, mom knew that I had had this idea, that a lot of people had said that it was a good idea. I had won the award. But she knew that I was too scared to really to go out on my own at that point, because I was really the only support that she had. And
sure.
I knew that there was no backup. I mean, you know, if I didn't make enough money to keep a roof over our heads or put food on the table, then there was going to be a problem. And but she knew how much I loved the business, and she knew how much I was so passionate about it. And so I'll never forget the day that she came to me in that little 428 square foot. And she just, I had been working from home and I was doing phone work, and I got off at 5 o'clock, and she just said, I just want you to take the money and do it. And I'm like, Mom, that's a lot.
That's it.
That's a lot. You know, once it's gone, it's gone. And it's not going to last long. You know, even if I stretch it, it's not going to last long. And, you know, and she said, well, Trace, at least if you try it and it doesn't work, then at least you know you tried. She said, I know you well enough to know if you don't you try it, then it's always going to bother you. And she says, we'll just pray about it and we'll let God decide. And that's literally what she said. And I was just like,
that gave
okay.
me goosebumps, by the way, everywhere.
And so I was like, okay. And I don't think I've ever prayed that hard. I mean, I literally got on my knees that night and I was like, okay, God, I really don't know if this is going to work, because I literally had no idea. And what's ironic was that the company that one of the companies that I had met at that conference a year earlier, I texted the CEO the next day and I said, okay, because he had been in touch with me, and I said, I'm going to try and dive back into this. And he said, I'm going to fly down and we're going to see how we can do business. And he actually became my first client.
Wow.
And I have just been amazed at all the doors that have been opened. I'm very, very blessed. God has just opened all kinds of doors, and it's just a much needed service.
Well, isn't it funny? Not funny. Isn't it interesting how when we feel like we're at the end of the road?
Yep.
This is it.
Yep.
I don't have another step forward.
Absolutely.
That things just align sometimes. So you go to get your award a year earlier and meet the man that becomes your first client by accident. Tell us just that. I don't even know if that's in here, but tell us that quick story, because I was like, oh my gosh.
That was crazy. There were 3,000 people at that event. I came in, I was so nervous because I'd never been a CEO at anything. I sat in the very back table. There was a man
hoping to
sitting.
Not be seen. Even though you were winning an award.
I was like sliding in, and I sat at the very back table, and I sat down, and I looked to my right, and the man sitting next to me, he said, "Hi, my name is Kevin McRitchie. I'm the COO. At the time, he was the COO. He said, "I'm the COO of Tactical Rehab."
Wow.
And I said, "I'm Tracy Lamb." And I said, "I'm the CEO and founder of Smart Caregiving." And we just started talking. And he was so patient for the whole year that my parents were not well. Kept texting me, "Are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Do you want to do business?" And I was like, "I can't do anything yet. Just, you know." Mm-hmm. And I even told him halfway through, "I don't know if I'm ever going to do anything again or not." Because right. I really didn't know. But he ended up making it to where wow. he was my first client.
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes things are just meant to be, and
absolutely.
You were meant to sit in that chair next to him.
Apparently so.
Wow.
Apparently so.
Wow, wow. So another important mentor.
Yes.
Is somebody you've known for a long time, a friend of yours.
Yes, yes. His wife and I went to college together. We said the other day that, oh my goodness, we've known each other for almost 40 years. It's the craziest thing. But yeah, she married him. He has been a great business advisor for me and been in business for a very long time, very successful in business. And I got in a lot over my head. There were a lot of things I did not know. And so he's been great and kind of helped guide me through a lot of different waters that I would probably have never been able to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Two really important stories, though, about why the people we keep around us is so important. Your yep. mother is your biggest supporter and
absolutely.
Believer. I mean, obviously.
Yes.
And then this person who is, you know, a friend of a friend, really.
Yes.
But how important he's been in your life, just carving out your knowledge of the business world. So everybody out there that's hearing Tracy's story, find a mentor, find a confidant, and make sure to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Because it's not all take. I think sometimes somebody just told me this the other day and it never dawned on me. Mentorship, the reason that it's, I think, become so backseat a lot of times is because it's such a one-way street.
Yeah.
And it never dawned on me that, yeah, well, the mentor is the one giving, you know, the mentee is the one taking, but it's very, not very often the mentee can give back to that person, but
correct.
They can pay it forward somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think that's the message in that.
And I think we all need to pay it forward. I think the whole goal is paying it forward. There's been so many times in my life that people have helped me. And I've known I was at the end of my rope and I knew I could not do it alone. And somebody in my life has stepped forward and said, "Here, let me help you." So I massively believe in paying it forward.
We've got to give back. So, you know, in a networking group that I'm in, you know, givers gain is the motto. And that's so true in everything in life, I think. And the more we give, the more we get in return.
Absolutely.
Just by the nature of giving.
Absolutely.
And that, to me, I think is something that we as a society need to pay more attention to.
Absolutely.
So you, you know, again, have shared so much with us already, but you have some resources for caregivers you wanted to kind of talk about and share, which is part of your business. So please just kind of share a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, the main resources that you can find, you can go to my website,
yes.
smart-caregiving.com. And then you can also watch our TV show,
yes.
and you can actually see product demonstrations of various resources that
yes.
are awesome. Our TV show can be found on RHS TV. They have an app, RHS TV app, or you can go to RHSTV.com, or you can go to Roku, Hulu, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or Google TV, and just add the RHS TV channel. And then that you can see Caregiving Worldwide is the name of our show. We have 6 episodes out there right now, and more are coming starting in the next week. So
love
you will
that.
Be seeing more. But it is a great way, and you can always call us. The call is completely free. You can call us as many times as you want. You can email us as many times as you want. We connect you with the resources that you need. And if you don't know, if we don't have something that can help you, then we will do the research and find it for you, and we'll call you back.
And that's amazing. And caregivers come in so many shapes, sizes, and situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, and then they can be adults, they can be elderly, they can be children, but mm-hmm. you know, there's so many individuals that need their caregivers to have access to those resources that would make all of their lives so much better. So Tracy, thank you for that visionary idea and your mission to spread that word around.
It is. I love what I do, and I'm passionate about what I do, and I love being able to help the companies, and I love being able to help the caregivers.
You are the epitome of perseverance. And you know, when you look at your story, these things didn't happen 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago. These things happened within the last 2 years.
Last 12 months.
Yeah. And perseverance is all I can say. So share with our listeners today that word of advice, that message you want to leave them with today.
I would say, you know, always persevere. You know, even when times are difficult, even when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, even when you see there's absolutely no way this is going to get turn out correctly. I mean, I have been in the pit when I was like, there's no way, it's not going to happen. All of a sudden, God finds a way, and you are much, much stronger than you think you are. I never in my wildest dreams thought I was strong enough to go through something like this. If you would have told me a year ago in May, when my mom gave me that $5,000, that I would be sitting here today with a TV show, a radio show, and all these things, I would be saying, you are out of your mind.
Right.
So you absolutely can. So just keep pushing forward.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for all the work you're doing, and so glad you were on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it, and I hope everybody got something out of it.
If you enjoyed this episode of And in Heels, share it with a female entrepreneur who is seeking the life they set out to live when they started their business. Get ready for the next exciting episode of And in Heels. The digital duo will be exploring the role of a fractional CMO and why your business might need one sooner than you think. Are you a business owner aiming for next level growth? Have you hit a plateau without any clear reason? Struggling to reach your growth goals and in need of a winning strategy? There is a way forward, and the digital duo will provide the clarity you seek to make that big growth move. If this sounds like you, don't miss this chance to join us on And in Heels. Tune in for effective business growth solutions and discover the transformative impact of a fractional CMO. Revolutionize your business operations and achieve the life you deserve. And remember, women can do anything, and in heels.